Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, 96 degrees, heat index 105. It's hot. A couple more days of this, and then it will simply be, well, hot. But, you know, it's Virginia, central Virginia, in the summer. It's not really anything out of the ordinary here. I'm just mentioning it, just for the good of the order. It gets hot. I predict, and you know I don't do predictions, but were I to predict, sometime in the fall, I'm going to say sometime in October, we're going to notice a cooling trend. No, I'm just saying. And then, as we head into winter, I don't do predictions, but were I to do a prediction, I would say that as we get into winter, it will be even cooler. I know what you're thinking, Jeff. Are you going to stop there? No, I'm not. Because I'm going to say once we get through winter and we enter into spring, I think we'll probably see a warming trend. And then this time next year, presuming either one of us is where we are right now, we will probably revisit the fact that it's hot. So please, commit that to memory. Check back with me, say, not twice, three. How about four times each year? I'm just spitballing here, but say every 3-4 months or so, right around there, we could probably touch base and see where we are with all of this weather that we are experiencing. We got some great stuff coming up. You know, we are in the countdown to National Night Out. Central Virginia always out punches its weight class when it comes to great National Night Out events. I'm very proud, as I always am, of my county, Hanover County, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, for the great work that they do. But there's not a municipality in Central Virginia that does not roll up their sleeves and make National Night Out a real thing. Chesterfield County Police, every single year, do an amazing job. They really do. They've won a number of awards recently, or they've come close. I think they've always been, like, runner-up. It's like being Miss Congeniality. And I know the guy who's kind of sort of in charge of the whole National Night Out thing for Chesterfield County Police. I mean, he's a friend. You've heard him on this program, Corporal Craig Eckridge. And Craig's a good guy, but I'm just telling you right now, he doesn't have the legs to pull off Miss Congeniality. So I'm hoping this year that he and the crew from CCPD will actually win whatever their competition is. Henrico does a great job. Goochland does a great job. New Kent does a great job. The city does a great... Everybody does a great job. Everybody, really, in Central Virginia does it. So I am curious to know, will you be part of any National Night Out events in your community? Do me a favor. You can reach out to me on the James River Air text line. Let me know, just one way or the other. I'm just curious to know if other people do this. 833-804-1140. And speaking of National Night Out in Hanover County, we've got a couple of great guys from the Hanover County Sheriff's Office going to be joining us at 3:35. Happy to say they're both friends of mine. Greg Six, Lieutenant Colonel Greg Six, the under-sheriff for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, supposed to be popping by. Sergeant Steve Wills heads up the public information operation at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. He'll be dropping by as well. We've got Craig Peterson, who'll be joining us at 4:35. As you know, Craig joins us once a week, every Tuesday, and we talk a little bit about tech, staying safe online, hardware, software, ready-to-wear, drip, dry wear, whatever it is, but he's our guy, and I always look forward to that. And great, great friend, Dr. Keith Ablow. He'll be joining us at 5:35. Reminder to you, and I am so happy to say that this is almost over. This is the final week. The final week for the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition. I would like to win it this year so that I don't have to run again. If I can win it this year and next year, then my jersey will be retired and you will never, ever, ever have to hear me ask you to vote for me in the Best Afternoon Radio Show category. But in an effort to get there, I do need your help. So you will need to text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. Again, you need to text 100. That's the number you will be texting. Text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. You can text once each and every day, right up through Sunday. You can also go online if you would rather do that, except the thing is, if you do both, there's a better chance of me winning and therefore a better chance of me never having to do this again. Go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. Lots of stuff that is kind of sort of percolating. And the thing, it's going to sound crazy to you, but before we get into all of the heavy lifting, all of the big political stuff and government stuff and operations and this, I saw what I thought was a really interesting conversation with Jay Leno. Jay Leno was the host of The Tonight Show, as you know, I hope, for years. Did a great job. He's the one who followed after Johnny Carson. If you are of an age, as they say, then you remember there was a big dust-up. Was it going to be Jay Leno? Was it going to be David Letterman? David Letterman grew up idolizing Johnny Carson. All that David Letterman ever wanted to be when he grew up was Johnny Carson. And he had spent his entire life with the dream that he would someday host The Tonight Show, that he would take over from Johnny. And that was not to be. NBC went in a very different direction. And they went with Jay Leno. They had very different styles, very different approaches. They were both quite successful. Because CBS looked at the situation and said, well, if NBC is not going to pick up one of their own people, David Letterman, who, by all accounts, Johnny Carson had kind of taken under his wing, was sort of kind of grooming, well, if they're not going to grab him, we're getting him. And we're going to call it The Late Show. We're going to retrofit this theater, and it's his. And Letterman said yes. Right? Those were the late night wars. Well, Letterman, since he's retired, has demonstrated to everyone what a far left-wing guy he is. But during the time that he was on the air, he was an equal opportunity offender. Letterman was. I couldn't have told you what his political ideology was, but I can tell you now. But he's long past the point of hosting that show. Jay Leno, I still can't tell you what his political perspective was then or is now. I have no idea. And it is Leno's conversation where he shared some insight about what's playing out right now. That's what I want us to talk about just a little bit. And I'm gonna fill you in on the details. But it truly is a fascinating glimpse at what late night television could be, perhaps even what late night television should be, maybe what late night television will be once again. But I'll give you those details in just a couple of moments. All right, quick reminder, my friends, the James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140. I do need to mention this to you. I'm wearing a t-shirt today. Now, it's not a t-shirt that you would wear under a shirt. It's a shirt that you would wear instead of a real shirt. But there's now this mission at the Radio Factory to do videos of every single stinking thing that we do. So you'll have to deal with a t-shirt today. I'm making no promises tomorrow. But for today, you can go and check out my official Roots t-shirt. If you know Roots, great Canadian company, and they got a great deal of notoriety many years ago, now that I think about it, when they did the Olympic uniforms for the Canadian National Olympics. And then they opened up retail stores. I have no idea if they're still in business. Don't know. Haven't bought a Roots shirt in, let's see, this shirt is probably 26 years old. But it still looks good, and now it's actually too big. But you'll be able to get a chance to see that. Jeremy, you're putting that up on Instagram. I'm assuming that's where it's going to be, over on Instagram. If you're not following us on Instagram, please do that, because the sooner that you follow us on Instagram, again, the sooner I will be able to stop reminding you to follow us on Instagram. See the way that works? 315 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It's Tuesday. That's about it. But we're making our way through the week, right? That's a good thing. And Jay Leno has some sage advice for those who actually host late night television shows. He says, why does anybody need to know your political point of view? Think about this. If, in fact, your goal is to grab as many people for the purpose of entertaining them at the end of a long day where they were consumed with work and pressing issues, wouldn't your goal be simply to make people laugh, to entertain people? That is exactly what Jay Leno said he tried to do. That's what Johnny Carson tried to do. That was another example. There's nobody who can tell you, based on what Johnny Carson used to do on The Tonight Show when he was the host, what his political persuasion was. After he retired, he was also not somebody vocal, well, frankly, not vocal in any way. He retired. He went away. He was happy to be a private guy again, but never weighed in on political things. And everybody thought they knew when they listened to, oh, you know, he's ribbing Nixon. He's ribbing Jimmy Carter. Well, the point was he was ribbing everybody. Everybody. He was poking fun at everyone, regardless of their political persuasion. Germ, can you call that up real fast? Let's take a listen to it.
Why shoot for just half an audience all the time? You know, why not try to get the whole... I mean, I like to bring people into the big picture.
That was his philosophy. And he did very well with that. He had this great conversation that I'm addressing here. He said, you know, it was fun to me when I got hate letters. Hate letters that said, "Dear Mr. Leno, you and your Republican friends, blah, 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 blah." He said it was especially funny.
When I got hate letters from, "Dear Mr. Leno, you and your Republican friends, well, Miss Leno, I hope you and your Democratic buddies are happy," over the same joke. And I go, well, that's good. So that's how you get a whole audience.
No, there you go. That's it. What was different about that than, say, Stephen Colbert? Colbert never once poked fun at anybody who was on his team. I didn't really care what his team was. What I cared about was that he just wasn't funny. It's the same problem that Jimmy Kimmel has. Kimmel, quite frankly, hasn't been entertaining since The Man Show. And there's a whole generation that has no idea what The Man Show was, which means you've never known him to be funny. You've only known him to be a political hack. It's kind of sad when you think about it. 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A tip of the hat to Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares for the event today out in Williamsburg. I was invited to this, and I wish I could have gone, but to pay attention, really focus on human trafficking. It's a huge issue. A lot of us like to think, well, it doesn't really impact me. I got news for you. It reaches into every community, every place. A couple of weeks back, Mackenzie Babichenko, who is our phenomenal Commonwealth's attorney up here in Hanover County, had a great get-together where this very issue was addressed. And she's doing great work. Hanover County Sheriff's Office is doing great work. So many of our Central Virginia law enforcement operations are in full gear on that. So it was nice to see Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares pay tribute to them, pay attention to that. And we've got National Night Out coming up. We've got banners here in my community. I chat with friends throughout Central Virginia. You know, one of the reasons that Heidi and I chose Hanover County, is because of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. We wanted to feel safe. We wanted to be protected. We wanted really to be part of a community where every one of us waves at our deputies. And you know what? We use all five fingers when we wave at them. We love our Hanover County Sheriff's Office. That being said, I know there are other agencies doing great work in Central Virginia. In fact, I'm really proud to say every Central Virginia law enforcement agency that I'm aware of does great work with National Night Out. But here's an opportunity for me to brag on my own county, pay tribute to some of the stuff that we've got coming up as we are getting ready for National Night Out. We have two of the finest at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Under Sheriff Greg Six is joining us, Sergeant Steve Wills joining us. And if you think I'm going to pick one of these guys to go first, you're out of your mind. Gentlemen, you're going to have to decide amongst yourselves who steps to the plate numero uno.
Well, it's going to be me. I've got the undersheriff looking at me, telling me I needed to go first. I'll introduce him and let him speak a little bit. But thank you, Jeff, very much for having us on today.
Absolutely. That is Sergeant Steve Wills. Sergeant Wills is the PIO, heads up all of the public information, public affairs stuff for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. So, Steve, give us a little idea what's coming up with National Night Out. We'll have the undersheriff, Greg Six, join us as well and tell us from his perspective. What do we have coming up, guys?
Well, so I can tell you first, one of the things we do a little different in Hanover is we like to host the kickoff event first. We do that on Saturday just because it gives us the opportunity for a lot of people to get together and see everything that we have to offer. And so, once again, we're going to host it again at Greentop, and we're very proud of our partnership with Greentop and that they are willing and able to host this and let us take up their parking lot for this entire event. We've got over 50 community partners, and they break down into various religious organizations, a lot of other public safety agencies that will be present, to include the Virginia State Police. We're going to have the American Red Cross, Animal Control, just a lot of different folks will be out there helping us. And then our business partners are tremendous in this, like Code Blue Technologies. There's just a ton of different elements. People that come out to support this event and sponsor us, and new this year, something we want to do, we want to make this year bigger and better than ever before. We have live music, and then we're stretching all the way over pretty much to Home Depot, so they've decided to join in and come out and have some fun with us.
Oh, really? Well, I did not realize that. And will they be dancing? Will they be assembling small buildings? Do we have any idea?
I do know that they're going to come out with some crafts for the kids. So they're going to be bringing out a lot of the kits and some of the craft projects that they do and handing out aprons and some of those projects and getting the kids involved as well.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, you mentioned 50 different communities that are part of this, and it is from one end of the county to the other, is it not?
Absolutely. And I'll let Undersheriff Six talk to you a little bit about what Tuesday brings, but that's the Saturday event, just so everybody knows. So Saturday, we will be at Greentop from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then Tuesday is a whole other rodeo that we really encompass the entire county from east to west. Everybody gets involved.
Oh, fantastic. Undersheriff Greg Six is joining us. First of all, in front of everybody, congratulations, because that is a relatively new promotion and assignment for you, sir. We're all very proud of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate you having us today, particularly to talk about National Night Out, but certainly appreciate the recognition of being appointed to Lieutenant Colonel in the Sheriff's Office. I'm 2 months into the seat now and enjoying the duties immensely.
I'll bet you are. Listen, it's certainly a great post for somebody like you, and you've got so many folks who are part of this community who have watched you come up through the ranks, and you continue to do great stuff. Tell me a little bit about National Night Out. Now, Sergeant Wills kind of covered Saturday, this big kickoff event, 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon over at Greentop, but a week from today is actual National Night Out, right?
Yes. So next Tuesday, August the 5th, This will be the 41st year of the National Night Out program. It started back in 1984 by the National Association of Town Watch, and it was a way for communities and law enforcement to get together to just have a face with one another, to listen to concerns that the community has, to give the community crime prevention tips, and to just have a good face-to-face relationship so that we know the community and the community has a face to the law enforcement agency that polices them. But we will start Tuesday around 5-ish, give or take. We're going to start in the central area of the county. We're going to have a few parades of police cars with McGruff and Darren the Lion. We'll be running through a few neighborhoods in the central part of the county and then matriculating down to the east end. And then we have a whole host of neighborhoods who are going to be joining us beginning at around 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we'll have deputies rotating all throughout the county, visiting these events, and basically just having conversations with our neighbors. We believe in partnerships here. That's a tagline that Sheriff Hines uses a lot. Yep. And that strong partnerships create safe communities, and we really believe in that. We appreciate our community, and in turn, our community appreciates us, and we just try to keep that relationship reciprocal.
Lieutenant Colonel Greg Six joining us. He is the undersheriff at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Greg, one of the things that I have been so impressed with through the years, whether it is Colonel Hines or his predecessor, when they have talked about consistently, and I know that you and your team take this to heart, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office is not apart from our community. You guys are a vital part of our community, right?
Yes, we actually use that as a huge recruiting tool, that we want people to live in Hanover. We want people to be invested in the community they serve. We enjoy a low crime rate here in Hanover, and we just feel like Hanover is a very special place. The western part of the county is known as God's country.
Yep.
So we kind of have that, and then we have a little bit of the hustle and bustle of the city. Yep. in the central and eastern portion of the county. But the people are what make Hanover special. I moved here in the mid-80s, grew up with a lot of the people that I work with, still maintain contact with a lot of those people here today. And I've met a lot of people along the way throughout the community, and they stay in touch. In most cases, a lot of us have personal cell phones of people in the community, and they contact us directly with any issues that they may have. They certainly contact Sheriff Hines all the time. If you've ever been around him, you know his phone rings constantly, and he answers every single call. But we just, not to discount any of the jurisdictions around us, but we like to say that we do things different in Hanover. When we say that we are not apart from, that we are a part of the community, that is exactly what we mean, that we are entrenched into the citizenry here in Hanover, that we value their opinions of law enforcement, and we just like to keep Hanover safe.
Well, I'll tell you something, Greg. We who are in the community absolutely treasure you and the team as well. We really do love our deputies, and there is something very different. There's something very unique about the way that the Hanover County Sheriff's Office operates, and you're absolutely right. If you have ever spent any time with Colonel Dave Hines for more than, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, his cell phone is going off. He's responding to people. He's texting people back. He is so active, so front-facing, and such a great part of the community. But I think he's been able to share that idea and share that guiding ideology with everybody on the sheriff's office. At least that's my takeaway.
Absolutely. We all have a personal vested interest in the success of this county, yes, be it from the faith community, yep, the neighborhood community, or the business community. I mean, we all know a lot of people here in Hanover, which I expect most law enforcement organizations do. But we have so many community programs that we're involved in. Sheriff Hines likes to say that you cannot police a community that doesn't want to be policed. And we listen to our citizens. We help them every chance that we can get. I've even heard someone say that Hanover Police or Hanover Sheriff's Office is almost like private security, because that's the level of attention to detail that we try to give.
It is very much an agency which is not only responsive, but it's proactive, it's friendly, it's professional. When you have people, and I've shared this with the sheriff, and I'll share it with you as well, when you have people you run into say, I got a ticket today from a Hanover County deputy, and I thanked him. That's how professional and polite that deputy was. Boy, that just speaks volumes about the agency, Ben.
Yes, it does. We try to treat everyone with courtesy and respect, even those that don't reciprocate that to us.
Yeah,
that makes an impact on people as well. That no matter the attitude that you may show, and no one knows the bad day someone may be having, yep, we're going to try to remain professional at all times.
Well, it just comes through day after day. All right, Undersheriff Greg Six, Lieutenant Colonel Greg Six, the Undersheriff for Hanover County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Steve Wills. So, gentlemen, this is a jump ball, but this Saturday at Greentop from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon is the big kickoff event for National Night Out, and then Tuesday throughout 50 different community associations and get-togethers and what have you, we will see this throughout Hanover County, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the plan. So we will be there, and we hope to make this year's event much bigger than it has been in the past. And so if you're in the area of Greentop, we encourage you to stop by Saturday. And if you can't make it out Saturday and you live in Hanover, there's a good chance you'll see us on Tuesday.
There's no doubt about it. Listen, on behalf of those of us who are happy, proud residents of Hanover County, thank both of you gentlemen. Thank each and every member of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. We appreciate you guys. We don't necessarily say it enough, but we really, really, really do appreciate our deputies.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Jeff, and thank you very much for giving us a few minutes to get on here and talk about it today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, gentlemen. That is Sergeant Steve Wills. He's the Public Information Officer for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. That is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Six. He is the Undersheriff for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. And they are both rock-solid guys, I'm just telling you right now. And Hanover remains, as far as I'm concerned, simply the best place anywhere on God's green earth. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A breaking story from Channel 8. Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU has announced that they will, quote, cease providing gender-affirming care for youth under the age of 19.
Come on, man.
Well, now,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I do recall VCU and UVA and some of these other hospitals saying, we don't do that stuff to begin with. And now they are announcing that that stuff they don't do, they will stop doing. Okay. Well, there you go. You know what this is? No, really, you know what this is? This is common sense. If you are 18 years of age and you have decided that you do not like the genitalia you were issued, I don't know that I have anything to say. Right? Nothing good, nothing bad. Seriously. I mean, it's you. And if you decide you want to remove something, then I suppose that's on you. I still question a physician, a surgeon, who says, I will remove a healthy body part, but that's about as far as I can go on it. If you're a child, however, if you're 9 years old, then yes, I believe it is my obligation as a decent human being to step in and say, no, you cannot, you should not, you must not be experimenting on children.
Well, the child is convinced that they're a girl instead of a boy.
Okay. The other child over there also convinced of something. Well, what's that? They're convinced they're a race car. Would you like to pour diesel? Well, that's just ridiculous. It's not. What about when they get to be 19? Well, again, you're now a fully formed adult, even though your prefrontal cortex is not exactly completely done developing. That's like 25 years of age, believe it or not. But all of that being said, again, breaking news from Channel 8, Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU announcing they will no longer provide gender-affirming care for anyone under the age of 19 years old. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.